What led this beef and row crop farmer to begin growing grapes? The answer is a good one, but it probably is not the first one that comes to mind. We'll head to the vineyard on this edition of the American Countryside. This is Andrew McCray, and as you know, I'm often traveling the nation for our American Countryside broadcasts. My family and I recently spent a weekend in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. What is there to do in Cape Girardeau? Take in a Civil War reenactment at Fort Dee.
This is a star-shaped fort. It was challenged in the Civil War.
Or the history behind the picturesque Bollinger Mill.
A beautiful structure. It's very impressive.
And the Burfordville Covered Bridge, a true Missouri treasure.
There's only four. This is the oldest.
Take the kids to the Lazy Elk Safari Park and feed a giraffe.
We have kangaroos, muntjacs, cavies, awdads, ibex, pygmy goats.
Families love the Nature Center, Discovery Playhouse, and Cape Splash, the new aquatic center. Enjoy the evening listening to one of the free concerts downtown or a Broadway show at the River Campus. Then take in the sunset on the River Bluffs at Trail of Tears State Park. There's plenty to do in
Cape Girardeau.
That's my 2 and 3-year-old. And while Cape Girardeau may be difficult for them to say or spell, it's easy for you to plan your trip. Just go to visitcape.com and have a great experience like we did in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Jason Gerke grew up on a beef and row crop farm in central Missouri. Many people wonder what led him to begin growing grapes.
I met and fell for a girl from California was the tipping point. Colleen grew up in the Central Coast area, halfway between L.A. and San Francisco. A lot of grapes grown there. And
they married and decided to put down roots just north of Kansas City.
The winery actually developed after we moved to our little piece of heaven here in Platte County. We worked in the city in ag communications, and it started as a hobby planting grapes.
They planted 250 vines the first year. Plenty to keep them busy, but not enough to break the bank, says Jason. Soon the hobby became a career.
Over the next 4 or 5 springs, we added vines, and so now we have about 7 acres of vines, which is quite a bit for 2 people to work on. It's a year-round project. We prune in the winter. We get everything up on the trellis and growing well in the spring. We have to manage for pest and disease and vigor in the summer, and then, of course, the harvest. The fall is the harvest. So 7 acres keeps 2 people really busy.
It takes time to grow grapes and build a winery, though. In many ways, they've built more than a business. It's a way of life.
Customers come to us. They try the product that we grew from, you know, a little stick all the way through with wine in the bottle. And when you get to see their enjoyment or their reaction, it's very fulfilling. We're a family farm. The kids are running around in the yard, and we drag them in the vineyard just like, you know, my folks did on the farm growing up.
Traveling the countryside in Platte City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.